I'd like to start by trying to put this excerpt in context. The final chapter was certainly a very descriptive and happy one. It started out with the summary of Ray's experiences and state of mind on Desolation Peak, and it progressed to the point where I was left feeling that Desolation Peak had its effect on Ray, and that Ray is having a similar experience to what Jaffe had in prior years. At the end of the novel, I could feel Ray has made strides towards his spiritual enlightenment. But with Kerouac's prose, it seems that we're not really meant to insist upon final meanings per se, and that nothing should really be taken for certain in his words. I'd like to point out a few more interesting aspects of the prose that could be found in my excerpt. Hopefully, it will serve as a good springboard for the rest of my analysis. In class, we listed several aspects of Kerouac's prose, and I already touched upon like the mysterious and non-final style of his writing, but there's also a lot of his humorous and playful qualities that, in my opinion, make Kerouac so enjoyable to read, and you can see this in the final passage. And for example, some of his creativity is captured when Ray sings "Blubbery Dubbery, the Chipmunks in the Grass." This song's essentially in haiku form, and it serves Kerouac by showing the spontaneity of Ray slash himself. Another example of his spontaneous prose is when Ray is descending the mountain. After sort of a clear and solemn exaltation, he adds a playful blah to the mountain, and he claims that the mountain will know what he meant. And to me, this blah is very meaningful because throughout the novel, we can use Carrie as an example. Ray feels he's misunderstood and sort of like no one's listening to him at times. And the fact that Ray feels that this mountain will understand what he means by blah is powerful. To me, it seems that Ray is at rest and he achieved sort of a strong sense of freedom, like a Buddhist-type freedom on top of desolation. And I was left feeling that Ray has found his inner peace, at least well for now. Well, at least for now. Moving on, to me it seems this mountain scenery represented the common threads of Jaffe and Ray's Buddhism. Ray's Buddhism is obviously much more strict, and this is evident with some of his internal conflicts, such as purity versus sexual temptation. And also, Ray seems to be at odds with civilization, and he despises the middle class, etc. But on the other hand, we have Jaffe, who is seemingly the opposite. He hosts the Yab Yums, he lounges around all day, and he relaxes with tea. On the whole, I think Jaffe is much more accepting of civilization and other things Ray would consider distractions. But despite these differences, I see that these Buddhists can still share Desolation Peak. Of the Four Noble Truths, desolation helps Ray achieve mindfulness in the present, because he becomes more attached to Desolation Mountain and the raw physical aspects of it. But at the same time, Ray is able to see the emptiness in form, the form in emptiness. And I see this in the passage where Ray notices that there's a tree growing out of the sheer rocks. During his time at Desolation, Ray's soul was essentially confronted with emptiness on top of the mountain. And I personally feel like Ray has achieved this enlightenment freedom for several reasons. For one, Ray calls out to Han Shan, and earlier in the novel, Jaffe described Han Shan as his hero, and he mentioned that Han Shan was a mountain man and a man of solitude. More support for Ray's enlightenment is his attitude. He, like, in the last passage, he gives thanks to God and shows his love for God, and I see this as him being thankful for being enlightened. Another thing to consider is that throughout his stay on Desolation Peak, he was alcohol and drug free. And I feel like Ray now realizes that alcohol s kind of served him as a cheap substitute to the freedom that the mountain provided. So in summary, for all these reasons, I feel like Ray actually has reached his enlightenment. But I was a little bit skeptical of this enlightenment, which when Smith showed remorse about returning, and because he still has to test like what he learned on top of desolation in everyday life. I also felt like there's not a sense of being final in regards to the dynamics of Smith and Jaffe's relationship. I feel like Jaffe, in a way, is in a dominant position above Ray, and that there's a weird give and take charity aspect in their relationship. Jaffe receives the spontaneity aspect from Rey, but to me, Jaffe gives so much to Rey that the relationship, the give and take aspect seems really lopsided. In the last passage alone, Rey has to thank Jaffe for guiding him to Desolation, and Jaffe also we also learn that Jaffe sent meditation bells to Rey's mom. And I can understand that this generosity of Jaffe is an expression of his friendship, but it seems that, like, through these acts, Jaffe is forcing Rey to live like him and to follow in his footsteps. But on the other hand, I can see Jaffe leading Rey to Desolation Peak and interpreting that as Jaffe setting Rey free. And I really can see it going either ways. But all in all, post-Enlightenment, in regards to their relationship, I can't see that big of a role for Jaffe in Rey's life. All right, I just checked the clock and realized I'm rambling, but I guess I got everything in, so thanks for listening.